Welcome to lesson 154. Here we're going to go after the topic of repentance. And what does it mean when we talk about repentance? In Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, Jesus himself, it says here, "From that time, Jesus began to preach and say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" So his message begins with repentance. In fact, if you look in the Gospel of Mark, in chapter 1, it says, "John the Baptist came baptizing in the wilderness and preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins." So this repentance was a necessity to have your sins removed. And then in that same chapter 1, verse 15, Jesus said, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." So what is repentance? That's such a key word to understand. What is being taught here in the New Testament about what it means to repent? Our theme verse on this slide, if you look, is Acts 26:20. This is Paul when he's talking. He's giving really his life story to Agrippa, the king, where Agrippa's trying to figure out what to do with him. And he ends up being sent to Caesar. Here's what it says in verse 20. Verse 20 says, "I declared first to those in Damascus and in Jerusalem and throughout all the region of Judea and then to the Gentiles that they should repent, turn to God, and do works befitting repentance." So the step there is turning to God. Let's click on the screen and walk through repentance. First, the Bible teaches that repentance is an act of God. It's not something that you do. It's not a human work. In Acts 11, verse 18, it says, "When they heard these things, they became silent, and they glorified God, saying, 'God has granted to the Gentiles repentance to life.'" So God, acting out of grace and mercy, gives a gift of repentance. Then we see in Luke 17, verses 3 and 4, that repentance is actually a lifestyle. It's not something you do one time. In Luke 17, verses 3 and 4, it says, "Take heed to yourselves." This is Jesus talking. "If your brother has sinned against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in a day, and seven times in a day he returns to you saying, 'I repent,' you shall forgive him." This is the lifestyle of a person who's a sinner and yet who is forgiven by God and righteous in his sight. It's this constant need to come to the Lord for forgiveness and ask him for that forgiveness because of the things you continue to do as a sinner. And then we find in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9, a very all-encompassing verse. It says this, "They themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God." So here you see that engages your mind, your emotions, and your will. You turn to him from idols to serve. We're going to go deeper on this, but these are the three different New Testament words that are used in many different verses throughout the New Testament to show us what repentance is. The first word is intellectual, metaneo. It means that you recognize that you are responsible for your sin and that it offends a holy God. So you've come to that realization that that's true. Secondly, metamelomai. That's a Greek word that means you have a deep sense of remorse that you've offended God. So first you recognize it's true, and then you have that sorrow that comes with it. And then third, epistrophomai. That's a Greek word that means you're determined to leave me for him. In other words, it's what Job said in the previous verse we looked at in the previous lesson. You abhor yourself. You recognize who you are when you're faced with a holy God, and you're determined to no longer cling to your or trust in your riches or in what make you who you think you are. And instead, you're determined to cling to him, that saving faith for your salvation. This is repentance. It encompasses your ability to think through it intellectually, your ability by emotionally to be affected by it. It really pierces your heart. And then your desire to act on that. That's what it means. This is lesson 154.